Chapter 7. Solomon was building his own house 13 years, and he finished all his house. For he built the house of the forest of Lebanon, its length was 172 feet and 3 inches, and its breadth 86 feet and 2 inches, and its height 51 feet and 8 inches, on 4 rows of cedar pillars, with cedar beams on the pillars. It was covered with cedar above atop the beams which were on the pillars, and the pillars numbered 45, 15 in a row. There were beams in 3 rows, and window was over against window in 3 ranks. All the doors and posts were made square with beams, and window was over against window in 3 ranks. He made the porch of pillars, its length was 86 feet and 2 inches, and its breadth 51 feet and 8 inches, and a porch before them, and pillars and a threshold before them. He made the porch of the throne where he was to judge, even the porch of judgment, and it was covered with cedar from floor to rafters. His house where he was to dwell, the other court within the porch, was of the like work. He made also a house for Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon had taken as wife, like this porch. All these were of costly stones, even of cut stone, according to measure, sawed with saws, inside and outside, even from the foundation to the coping, and so on the outside to the great court. The foundation was of costly stones, even great stones, stones of 17 feet and 3 inches, and stones of 13 feet and 9 inches. Above were costly stones, even cut stone, according to measure, and cedar wood. The great court around had 3 courses of cut stone, and a course of cedar beams, like as the inner court of the house of the Lord, and the porch of the house. King Solomon sent and fetched Hiram out of Tyre. He was the son of a widow of the tribe of Naphtali, and his father was a man of Tyre, a worker in bronze, and he was filled with wisdom and understanding and skill, to work all works in bronze. He came to King Solomon, and performed all his work. For he cast the 2 pillars of bronze, 31 feet was the height of 1 pillar, and a line of 20 feet and 8 inches could encompass the 1 pillar, and its thickness hollowed out was almost 3 inches, and so was the 2nd pillar. He made 2 capitals of molten bronze, to set on the tops of the pillars. The height of the 1 capital was 8 feet and 7 inches, and the height of the other capital was 8 feet and 7 inches. There were nets of checker work, and wreaths of chain work, for the capitals which were on the top of the pillars, 7 for the 1 capital, and 7 for the other capital. So he made the pomegranates, 2 rows around on the 1 network, to cover the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and he did so for the other capital. The capitals that were on the top of the pillars and the porch were of lily work, 6 feet and 11 inches. And the capitals were on the 2 pillars, even above and close to the rounded projection which was beside the network. And there were 200 pomegranates in rows all around on the capital, and the same around the other capital. He set up the pillars at the porch of the temple, and he set up the right pillar, and called its name Jachin, and he set up the left pillar, and called its name Boaz. On the top of the pillars was lily work, so was the work of the pillars finished. He made the molten sea of 17 feet and 3 inches from brim to brim, round in compass, and its height was 8 feet and 7 inches, and a line of 51 feet and 8 inches encircled it. Under its brim around there were buds which encircled it, for 17 feet and 3 inches, encircling the sea. The buds were in 2 rows, cast when it was cast. It stood on 12 oxen, 3 looking toward the north, and 3 looking toward the west, and 3 looking toward the south, and 3 looking toward the east, and the sea was set on them above, and all their backs were toward the center. It was almost 3 inches thick, and its brim was worked like the brim of a cup, like the flower of a lily. It held 2,000 baths. He made the 10 bases of bronze, 6 feet and 11 inches was the length of 1 base, and 6 feet and 11 inches its breadth, and 5 feet and 2 inches its height. The work of the bases was like this: they had panels, and there were panels between the ledges, and on the panels that were between the ledges were lions, oxen, and cherubim, and on the ledges there was a pedestal above, and beneath the lions and oxen were wreaths of hanging work. Every base had 4 bronze wheels, and axles of bronze, and the 4 feet of it had supports. Beneath the basin were the supports molten, with wreaths at the side of each. The mouth of it within the capital and above was 21 inches, and its mouth was round after the work of a pedestal, 2 feet and 7 inches, and also on its mouth were engravings, and their panels were 4 square, not round. The 4 wheels were underneath the panels, and the axles of the wheels were in the base, and the height of a wheel was 2 feet and 7 inches. The work of the wheels was like the work of a chariot wheel. Their axles, and their rims, and their spokes, and their naves, were all molten. There were four supports at the four corners of each base, its supports were of the base itself. In the top of the base was there a round compass 10¼ inches high, and on the top of the base its stays and its panels were of the same. On the plates of its stays, and on its panels, he engraved cherubim, lions, and palm trees, according to the space of each, with wreaths all around. In this way, he made the 10 bases, all of them had one casting, one measure, and one form. He made 10 basins of bronze, one basin contained 40 baths, and every basin was 6 feet and 11 inches, and on every one of the 10 bases one basin. He set the bases, 5 on the right side of the house, and 5 on the left side of the house, and he set the sea on the right side of the house eastward, toward the south. Hiram made the pots, and the shovels, and the basins. So Hiram made an end of doing all the work that he worked for King Solomon in the house of the Lord, the 2 pillars, and the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 2 networks to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the top of the pillars, and the 400 pomegranates for the 2 networks, 2 rows of pomegranates for each network, to cover the 2 bowls of the capitals that were on the pillars, and the 10 bases, and the 10 basins on the bases, and 1 sea, and the 12 oxen under the sea, and the pots, and the shovels, and the basins, even all these vessels, which Hiram made for King Solomon, in the house of the Lord, were of burnished bronze. The king cast them in the plain of the Jordan, in the clay ground between Succoth and Zarethan. Solomon left all the vessels unweighed, because they were exceeding many, the weight of the bronze could not be found out. Solomon made all the vessels that were in the house of the Lord, the golden altar, and the table whereupon the showbread was, of gold, and the lampstands, 5 on the right side, and 5 on the left, before the inner sanctuary, of pure gold, and the flowers, and the lamps, and the tongs, of gold, and the cups, and the snuffers, and the basins, and the spoons, and the fire pans, of pure gold, and the hinges, both for the doors of the inner house, the most holy place, and for the doors of the house, of the temple, of gold. Thus all the work that Solomon performed in the house of the Lord was finished. Solomon brought in the things which David his father had dedicated, the silver, and the gold, and the vessels, and put them in the treasuries of the house of the Lord.